Welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast with your host, Taylor B. and The Bagels.
Hello!
Oh, hello. This is an advanced theory podcast, which isn't to say we're exclusive about anything. It's just to say that for the purposes of this recording, we kind of expect you to have like a modicum or some idea of the subject matter. So with that out of the way, The Bagels, why don't you tell us about this week's topic?
Well, this week's topic is in regards to Fellwinter. He just had a whole bunch of lore released on him for the start of the season, and specifically Season of the Worthy for those people coming back and listening to this in the future. Hello, Future.
Oh, hi, Future. I hope we made it. hope the world is doing well.
part of that is that we had a new exotic drop this season, Fellwinter's Helm. Now, some of you may have noticed that I've been lucky enough to have this helmet drop for you. There's a ghost in the back of the helmet, and it frantically looks around whenever you look at the back of the helmet. And the flavor text for the helmet states that Fellwinter has eyes in the back of his head.
Even though it's just the one?
yeah, it's just the one specifically with the ghost, but it sparked a lot of fan theories in regards to whether that's Fellwinter's ghost and whether or not Fellwinter can therefore be resurrected as a result of that.
Ooh, so I enjoy this one. I enjoy this one because when you go back into the lore, there. At least in terms of, hey, this ghost is dead. Like, when Fellwinter dies, no record of his ghost being there. I enjoy that aspect of it. And if you go back into the Rise of Iron mission, where you clear out the SIVA bunker, and, you know, spoiler alert, Fellwinter's one of the guys you have to fight, who's been all SIVA'd out. He's not wearing that helmet. Like, he's wearing I think it's like a hunter helmet, or it looks like the hunter helmet. I think all three of them are dressed the same, but, like, it's definitely not his helmet that he's got on. And you take that for what it's worth. So, I feel like there may be a possibility at the as we kick this off, I feel like there may be a nice possibility that that maybe this is plausible. I mean, I think if you have a ghost... Now, unless there's just no getting to that body, like, it's more SIVA than man now. you know, unless it's, like, completely destroyed, maybe then you can't do anything. I feel like they need at least a piece of you.
It also depends on which theory of how ghosts resurrect their guardians works. If they're pulling it from alternative timeline, then that probably isn't an issue, basically, for the ghost. If it fully relies upon reconstructing Fellwinter from his SIVA-fied body, then yeah, that might be a little bit iffy, especially separating Exo from SIVA.
Well, not to go down a tangent. We can add this one to the list, fans.
Sure.
But not to go down on a tangent. I do feel like because there's that that guy who's trapped on the Almighty that I guess we're about to shoot out of the sky. The Guardian, his ghost can't pull him back because it can't access the body.
Yes.
So I feel like wherever, whatever process it's going through, like, you need something to work with. You can't just do it. Which, if it's just a piece, though, man, I'm giving my ghost a couple nail clippings. Like, some hair. Like, you keep this in a jar. Yeah, I'm gonna go, you do it, just resurrect me back here. It'll be fine. I'm just gonna... You hide. I'm going to build you your own tank.
Too bad none of the Crota fire team thought of that.
Oh, dude. I always wonder, and again, before we get too far down the tangent, I always wonder if there's like, oh yeah, these are the rules, and then if there's guardians who are just like playing the rules like super hardcore. Like, yeah, so I cut off my own hand and I left it with my ghost way over there. And I no, it's fine, it's fine. No, I got it back. But the thing is, like you just go on suicide missions because you know you can be resurrected.
Yeah, it does seem like there, since guardians can have final deaths, it does seem like at the very least, leaving like small parts of yourself probably doesn't work.
No one's tried it.
We do not have evidence of people trying it.
You
that,
don't
that,
need,
that is true.
We were just bones, so you don't need flesh.
It's true. True.
Maybe you need bones. No.
Full bones. Skeleton structure or some sort of
just I don't pink, know. Just a pinky's fine. Just you know, that's all you got. But anyway. Back to Felwinter. I feel like Felwinter's got like a pretty strong chance here, because there is absolutely no record. Like, the only records we have of his ghost, Felspring, don't mention anything happening to her. Is it a she?
Yes, Felspring is a she. Yep.
Yes, very shrewd, and I imagine to be somewhat sassy. Well, it's like when you like choose a dude to pick up, you're like, all right, you need to shut the fuck up about who you are. This is your name, but you can't tell anyone your name. Like, she could have just never told him his name.
Well, I'm pretty sure that she didn't. In fact, if you look at the Winter's Guile lore for that, this is the quote. Listen to me very carefully. They're coming for you. They'll ask you for a name. Your name is Felwinter. I don't think that's my name, says Felwinter. I know. Say it anyway. Why can't I remember my name? I always remember my name. Something's wrong. Was I damaged in crypt processing?
Ooh. Woke up with knowledge of the Deepstone Crypt, eh?
So, it seems like most Exos, even Guardians, have some innate knowledge of the crypt.
Oh, yo.
But,
crypt
it's
processing.
Yeah.
And his memory's gone.
Yeah.
Where was this on our exo rabbit hole? Where were... Yes and, everyone. Yes. Yes and. But yeah, I feel like with Felwinter, I mean, there's a lot of records of him dying and being resurrected, especially in his recent fight with Shax. There's a lot of, like, we arguably put him down the last time. It depends on how you feel about that version of Felwinter.
I would definitely subscribe to that not being Felwinter and purely being, like, a Siva, like, zombie.
Siva zombie?
Yeah.
Well, like, because we only see the armor, so how much of it is actually, like, Siva versus Felwinter at that point? Like, those guys are gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Iron Lords was that big. Like,
no.
We've met a couple. They're not that tall.
No.
Dude is gigantor. Yeah, Well, what do you think, the bagels? I'm struggling over here.
Okay. So, I'm kind of leaning against Felwinter being resurrectable. I don't even think that's Felspring in the back of the helmet. We have a lot of records of Felwinter being, at the very least, ruthless. His intentions are very gray in the way that he transacts himself as a Iron Lord. As we know, the Iron Lord decree is that you are not to hurt the ghostless, not involve them in your conflicts, and additionally, you are not to do final deaths. You are not to kill the ghost of any guardian, warlord, or otherwise, after you kill the guardian, or I guess risen in the case of a warlord. So, basically,
did they have that? I'm sorry to interrupt. Was it that extensive? I thought he just wasn't allowed to kill Seton just because they were trying to negotiate with him.
No, they were not supposed to kill the ghosts of any guardians. That's pretty specifically guidelined out. I know when Drifter goes to meet Felwinter, they discuss it. And let's see. That's Loose Ends Part 3, I think. I think he calls him like a decree breaker or something along those lines, basically. Asking if he goes against his oath and is for hire and we'll go and kill a ghost in reference to the Eaton massacre that the Drifter brings up.
Ooh, yeah, no, that's what I love about the Drifter. He had, even in the Dark Ages, and I'm guessing this takes place before the Drifter goes to the edge of the system. If it's because it's got to be
that would be correct. This would be at the tail end of the Dark Age.
So yeah, this would be back when he was handsome.
Right.
Yeah, and he's already like, do you think that story is retconned and referring to him as the Drifter because that's what he's called now, and like they want us
no,
to know it was him,
the,
or
the story
like
refers to him as Wu Ming and there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Sorry, I was simplifying it just for the sake of my argument, but yeah, so. We have evidence of Felwinter having previously killed ghosts, and particularly of like Saitans, and then there is an Iron Lord. I don't know if the name of the Iron Lord is specifically mentioned, but supposedly he killed the ghost of an Iron Lord.
Which one? Like in which lore, Jim Jam?
I think it was in this one, in Loose Ends Part 3.
Well, you're looking that up. I think it's really interesting that someone as... I don't even know if he's gray. I feel like he's... Like, if this were D&D, I feel like Felwinter's definitely lawful. Like, he's not chaos. He's like... He seems like the guy who would be... that would... be on a clandestine illegal action on behalf of a nation.
Yes.
Like, he would be the spy guy.
Like, yeah. I don't even know if I'd call him... He's definitely towards the lawful side, but we can say that much.
I think it might be evil. I think that's where it's like he believes in our government, but like he'll put stuff down, like he'll...
I don't know if he's evil. Basically, he's very good at hiding his past actions, and he references running a lot mm-hmm. of the time, mm-hmm. trying to basically stay ahead of those who would put an end to him.
Who's coming after him in that first card, I wonder?
We don't have a whole lot of information about that, other than it's probably connected to him killing a warlord, or that's kind of what's insinuated. He killed a ghost. Or something like that.
Oh, no. I mean when he's first resurrected.
Oh, that. Yeah, we have no information on what he's running from there. It could just be a group of enemies in that scenario, but or it could be that it's something connected to the Bray organization.
I'm starting to think that or the Deepstone Crypt just be... And I say this because... One, they're going to ask him for a name... which I don't think any of the extraplanetary enemies have ever done.
That's true.
Like, to anyone. I don't think... Yeah, like, they might give us a name. They might have something that they refer to us as we become, like, more famous for murdering them. But I don't think... I don't think there's any... Yeah, I don't think there's any record of them... Like, except for, like, Mithrax, I guess.
Asking... No, that is a fair point. It's pretty clear that... You are correct. In the Winter's Guile card, when he is resurrected, they will ask you for a name, is something that's specifically mentioned. So it is likely that whoever's after him is aware of who he is, despite the fact that Felwinter isn't yet at that point.
What if it's something, watch it be like an uber betrayal thing. What if it's like it's the Iron Lords that are coming?
At that point?
Yeah. Because Radagast would have already been started that thing.
It's possible.
Because he starts it all the way back when he's building that tower over and over again.
But why would they care who Felwinter is? Is my question.
Well, I don't think it's about them. Like they're going to ask for a name. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what they would do, especially if they ran into another Guardian.
Okay.
But I think it's more about, like, what that name could potentially connect him to, whether they know it or not, even at that time. Does that make sense? It's not about, like, what they're looking for, it's about what they could what they could learn.
Sure. Yeah, the ghost wants him to hide specifically who he was in the past in order so the Iron Lords don't get the wrong idea about him, or The Guardians, that anyway.
Or the Risen,
would,
yeah.
yeah, exactly.
That's a bit of a tangenty tangent. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's what I just, oh. Because, so the thing about Fellwinter is he keeps secrets from literally everyone. Literally everyone. The other Iron Lords, like, and he gets them to keep secrets from each other. Like, remember when it was news that, to one of them that he put down Seton?
Yes.
He's like, you
yeah,
did
yeah.
what? And he's like, yeah, man. He did. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that over and over again, Fellwinter's going to do what he wants. He's going to do what he thinks is quote-unquote right. He, in fact, includes killing a ghost. He will do it. Basically, the lore references, whatever gets in his way will be ended.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as a result, it seems to me, if you look at that ghost in his helmet, it's frantically looking around. I suspect that he took that ghost from a dead guardian and forced it into his helmet. I don't think it's actually Fellspring.
Why would he? But, like, what purpose would he have for putting that ghost in the back of his helmet?
So, the recent lore drop, Remembrance, where Fellwinter and Shax repeatedly fight.
Yeah, no, that's a fun one. How, and first of all, do you realize that every time he kills Fellwinter, it's with, like, a backhand?
Yeah, and that's basically backhand. What I'm getting at. Basically, Fellwinter wanted back eyes in the back of his head because he perceived a weak spot in his fights with Shax, in the back of his head. Basically, he wanted to be able to see behind him. That's why he added the ghost to his helmet.
I don't know if that would. I don't know how I feel about that, because every time he gets backhanded, it's like he gets sidestepped or, like, juked or something. Like, it's a counter move. Like, it's never snuck up on him. Like, he goes, like, he's, like, lunging and, like, falling forward, and Shax is just, like, dancing around him, like, kaboom, you're done.
Sure.
Backhand. He gave him so many backhands, though, for real. Like, did he even kill him any other way?
There weren't too many,
I don't think he varies it at all. I think he just, like, keeps killing him with the same move.
I feel like they were very similar. I think he, like, did a knee to his head at one point, too. Most of the actions were, like, separating Fellwinter's head from his body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. So vicious.
But anyway, I kind of feel like that's the reason for his placement of the ghost in his helmet. It doesn't seem like he would put his own ghost back there, because that would be creating another weakness to his basically his loadout. He would have his ghost constantly out, and we know that's a no-no. You don't want to have your ghost out at all times, otherwise you're gonna have people trying to snipe it, basically.
Oh, so here's what I think. I like the eyes in the back of his head thing, and if it does turn out to be someone else's ghost, like, yo, I wanna know the story about that, because honestly, like, how could you trust the ghost? But that's a whole other can of beans. I feel like the crux of it, really, based on what you're saying, the crux on it having been an actual, like, actually his ghost, it wouldn't be like he left it there as something he's going to wear into battle. Like, he kept his ghost there, he stuck it in that helmet so it couldn't get out. And it couldn't run into the bunker with him. That's what I would have to, as, like, one last ditch effort.
Sure.
to try and survive.
Sure.
Because he thinks he's gonna die or whatever.
That could be. It could be that he wanted to make sure that he left basically his way of resurrecting behind. Yes, I
and that's
see that.
Why and that's why it would be so friggin' terrified looking around, because we're just putting it on. It's like, what the fuck? No,
you're not Fellwinter.
No, this isn't right. My what? No, no, you're supposed to. What are you doing? Let me go.
No, I'm currently of the belief that the ghost is frantically looking around because basically Felwinter put so much trauma to the ghost. It's like, it's been so through so much that it's like just frantic in its actions because it's traumatized. Basically PTSD.
It's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. And but well, it what's also weird about it being a ghost though is that it like ghosts can do so much more. Even people who aren't attached to the ghosts use them for so much more than just an eye in the back of their head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely like an interesting choice.
Yeah.
For it to be an armament, that's all I'm saying.
Sure.
If it's a prison, if it's like a cage, if it's a trap, it's a trap! fucking Admiral Akbar. Oh, rip. He died so unceremoniously.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers for the years-old movie, guys. I hope you weren't waiting on me to watch it.
I know I would come here for our Star Wars lore.
Oh, dude, if we did an extra Star Wars, and we could just stick to canon. We wouldn't even have to go into Legends.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I'm the right person for that. My Star Wars lore isn't all that great, other than Love and Coder, but. That's about as far as it goes.
Oh yeah, I guess I can't take KOTOR away from you if we're gonna do. So 10,000 years ago,
right?
Ancient race of Mandalore. Wah! All right. okay. So, yeah. All right. Final verdict: the bagels.
I would say that. It's mildly plausible that Rasputin is resurrectable because he left his ghost in his helmet, but I'm leaning against it being actually Felspring, his ghost, in the helmet.
Ooh. Leaning against it being Felspring. I gotta say it's plausible. I'm gonna give this 29 plausibility. To get back to our scoring scale,
right?
I think we've done that in a couple. I think it's plausible because we don't. It could go either way, but it's still in the realm of possibility. And sure. If it did happen, you could say like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's enough information there where like, yeah, they could fill in the gaps here and totally bring Felwinter back.
And it's not like we haven't had items in. Or available to us that canonically we give away or don't have yet, air quotes. Good case being the perfect paradox. Technically, we gave the one that we originally got back in the Infinite Forest expansion, the Osiris expansion. Technically, we've given that to Saint 14.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is a like replica from the thing now, so possibly a different one, but from the sundial? Yeah, or the obelisk, that's what it was. So that's just one example, but like canonically, like there could be a weapon we totally have. Like I can pull the original Perfect Paradox from my collections right now, and it could be something. So maybe like if they were to do it, if I turn all the way up to 11, like maybe they could be like, oh, like story version, you got to go find this helmet. Okay, now free this ghost.
But, yeah,
and take it back to old Russia.
Yeah.
take
it to the Siva Bunker and...
The Siva Bunker? Dude, you realize how effed that place is? Like, it's not only the Siva Bunker, but it's also, like, just having a bunch of fucking radiation now.
Yeah, that place is... Yeah.
All of old Russia has just got a blanket of radiation. And it's not the cool radiation, like, from comic books that, like, gives you superpowers. It's definitely not the life-giving radiation.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Well, okay. Shout-outs to the Bengals? Do you have any shout-outs there?
Just shout-out again to Green for joining us on Wednesday. That was a blast.
That was a fun episode. Very special episode.
Yeah. Otherwise, just keep on keeping on.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout out to all of our new listeners who reached out to me on the Focus Fire Discord and all that stuff who, you know, really there. So again, thank you to Mirror what Bagel said. Thank you, Green, for being our guest host. We should do more of those. Yeah, I think the bagels. Yeah, I think we got some sinister soups coming up here. I think we'll have some cool stuff going. But yeah, and if you are looking to reach out to us, you can reach out to us on Podbean, Spinfoil Theory Podcast. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Spinfoil Theory, and you can email us at Gmail, spinfoiltheory@gmail.com. You can also reach out to myself if you like. I'm on the Focus Fire Discord. I'm on the Crucible Radio, the old Crucible Radio Discord. I guess it's the Crucible Playbook Discord. And I'm on Twitter at This Is Red Leader, LITRE, all one word. And with that, we thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.